New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas expected to come off the PUP list soon, but that wasn't the only good news the New Orleans Saints have gotten as they get ready to kick off camp. We got all that and a little bit of land yet for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into this Wednesday episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we are free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson Nola, your Saints expert and credentialed member of the media. You can find me every day over at USA Today Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And on today's episode, Mickey Loomis, Dennis Allen sharing a ton of good news for the New Orleans Saints as training camp day one is here. New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis and head coach Dennis Allen both met with New Orleans media on Tuesday and spoke on a bunch of different topics. Their sort of mentality going into training camp, the mentality of the team going into the 2022 NFL season, Taysom Hill's role. But first, I want to talk about what they brought to the table when it came to health. If you've been here with us, as a lot of Locked On Houdats have been all throughout the offseason, you remember that we broke down some of the biggest training camp stories into several different categories: newcomers, new faces, things like that, the coaching staff changes, what the offense would look like, what the defense would look like. And then, of course, health was a really, really big sort of factor for this. You think about all the different players that were returning or that are coming back from injury or that are new to the New Orleans Saints, but still coming back from injury, things like that. There are a lot of players that fall into that category. Jameis Winston, of course, New Orleans Saints quarterback. Michael Thomas, of course, wide receiver. Safety, Marcus May is recovering from an Achilles injury. Taysom Hill recovering from several different injuries. And New Orleans Saints brass, Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen, gave a ton of updates, perhaps, though, none more important than the update that they gave on wide receiver and all-pro Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, of course, has been recovering from an ankle injury surgery, a botched surgery, and a corrective surgery to make up for that botched surgery. Just 9 months removed from that, he is now on the physically unable to perform list, and it has been giving a lot of grief to a lot of Saints fans who are very concerned about whether or not Michael Thomas will be ready for the season. Well, as we've been saying here all week long, no need to hit the panic button. Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen backing that up as well, both speaking on the timeline of Michael Thomas returning and the expectation is soon. And that's good news for the New Orleans Saints. According to Dennis Allen, he had a great conversation with Michael Thomas on Tuesday and is really pleased with his progress, feeling good about the progress that has been made by the now record-breaking wide receiver at 149 catches, 1,725 yards, and 9 touchdowns the last time we saw him play a fully healthy season. Now, the New Orleans Saints are unlikely to get that level of production from him in 2022 as he returns from this injury, but they also don't necessarily need that level of production either with offseason additions at wide receiver like Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave. But all told, getting Michael Thomas back on the field, regardless of what you get from him, is great for the New Orleans Saints, who ranked dead last in the NFL last year, 32nd in the league in passing yardage, with only it was the third fewest passing attempts in 2021 as well. So a lot of rejuvenation coming to that New Orleans Saints wide receiver room. But it wasn't only Michael Thomas that they gave some updates on. We also heard about several other players that are dealing or that are coming back from injuries, and a lot of good news here. Remember, New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas wasn't the only member of the team to go to the physically unable to perform list. So too did defensive end and edge rusher drafted in 2018, Marcus Davenport. Marcus Davenport dealing with some shoulder injuries, things like that over the course of the 2021 season. Also had part of his pinky finger amputated over the course of the offseason, and many of us assumed that him going to the PUP list had something to do with those injuries. When Mickey Loomis spoke with media on Tuesday, he actually clarified it's not necessarily the injuries that are the reason that he's on the PUP list. It's just that as he was recovering, he missed out on some of the conditioning work that the Saints did, and so they're just trying to get him caught up on conditioning, and that's it. So that's great news for Marcus Davenport, because it sort of puts you in a position here to where you're not looking at him as being on that physically unable to perform list because he's still battling the injuries that he's battled all throughout his career so far. It's simply that, hey, we want to get him caught up on conditioning. And that's great news for the New Orleans Saints and for Davenport. They also mentioned that Rashid Shaheed, who the undrafted free agent out of Weber State, wide receiver and explosive return man as well, who is listed on the non-football injury list, i.e. an injury or illness or something of that like that kept him away from being able to participate during OTAs, training camp, minicamp, that didn't have anything to do with actually being on the field and playing football. It also could be tied to recovery from anything that he sustained during his collegiate years, that he is not expected to be on that list very long either. So guys like Rashid Shaheed, Marcus Davenport, Michael Thomas should be coming off of their respective injury lists sooner rather than later, earlier on in camp. A couple of other pieces of good news, players that aren't necessarily going to miss any time but are still coming back from injury. Jameis Winston expected to participate in team drills. Remember, he's been fully medically cleared, ready to go day one in camp on Wednesday or today, depending upon when you're watching this or listening to this. Marcus May, New Orleans Saints safety, who they signed from the New York Jets this offseason after losing Marcus Williams, is also expected to be full go. He's recovering from an Achilles injury, but looks like he's going to be ready to go to start camp. However, there is still a suspension looming for an offseason DUI arrest from about a February and a half ago. That was Marcus May. That trial or court date is set for August, so we'll get more information there. Hopefully, if there is a suspension for Marcus May, it's earlier on in the season as opposed to later on in the season. The Saints will not have Tyrann Mathieu to open up training camp, but it isn't because of an injury. It is instead for a private family matter. So above all else, we hope that all is well with Tyrann Mathieu and his family, and looking forward to seeing him back in camp on airline when he returns. Still no indication yet about what number Tyrann Mathieu will wear, by the way, once camp does begin and once he is out there. Andy Dalton now number 14, switching places with Mark Ingram, who is now number 5. So there was some conversation about Tyrann Mathieu potentially being number 5. Looks like he might be able to go back to 32, however. And finally, when it comes to health, another big piece for the New Orleans Saints and their offense, a place where they could use a boost, is in the tight end room. And one of the guys that's going to be able to help to generate that spark for them in 2022 is going to be Taysom Hill. He is expected to be full go after suffering a Lisfranc injury week 18. So lots of great news for the New Orleans Saints when it comes to health, which is going to be one of the biggest pieces that we're going to be watching over the course of training camp. And, you know, hey, look, going back to Taysom Hill, speaking of Taysom Hill, Dennis Allen spoke quite a bit about what Taysom Hill's role is going to be, one that feels very familiar and similar to what we've seen in the past. And although Taysom Hill will be primarily focused as a tight end, he will still get snaps at quarterback. Let's break down why that's a good idea for the New Orleans Saints as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Dave, dave.com. You're going to go check out the Dave app today because, look, hindsight is 2020, and you can't always manage the past, and you certainly can't change it once it's already happened. So maybe you can do a little bit of help from past you for future you and for your future self. Maybe now you can do that and also borrow a little bit of cash with the Dave app. Dave is an online banking app that will get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. So that's more money to fill your tank, more money for a wedding gift, more money to help pay a couple of bills, things like that as well. You can finally tackle all those expenses when you haven't been stressing out all of that, when you don't have to stress out with all of the potential hangups that can come elsewhere. There's no interest, no credit check required, and millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get that financial relief that they need with extra cash. So download the Dave app from the App Store today. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for your extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again, Locked On Hoodettes, for being with us and for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Every day, football is back. The New Orleans Saints are back, and training camp begins today. To help you get ready and to help everybody get ready for training camp, head coach Dennis Allen and general manager Mickey Loomis met with New Orleans Saints media on Tuesday. And one of the big questions that came up was around the role of Taysom Hill in 2022, and an interesting answer from Dennis Allen, who said that he believes that we will see some of the things that are similar to what we've seen in terms of Taysom Hill's role in the past, that he will be a player that is going to focus quite a bit in the tight end room, but that he will still get snaps at quarterback, and even talking about getting special teams back in. And remember, Taysom Hill got sort of put on the map by Mike Westhoff, New Orleans Saints' former special teams coordinator, back in 2017, toward the tail end of that year, when Westhoff said, you know what, let's just try Taysom in special teams and see what happens. And then in punt coverage, he ended up having some massive plays. So look, I think getting Taysom Hill back on special teams makes a lot of sense. And now you have the sort of freedom and wherewithal to be able to do that, because you're not incorporating him into your quarterback room anymore. He's not competing for a quarterback spot. He's not your backup quarterback. He's not a part of your quarterback rotation, but he will still get snaps under center. But that's a good idea for the New Orleans Saints. And here's why. Taysom Hill and the QB power situation is really, really effective in short yardage situations, second and one, third and one, when you need a first down and when you want to make sure that you're extending a drive, keeping a drive going, or maybe you're in desperation mode on a fourth and two, fourth and one. You could put the ball in Taysom Hill's hands and trust that he'll be able to pick up a couple of those yards, especially if you have to fend for yourself at any point throughout the season without Alvin Kamara. Really good to have a little bit of additional production in the run game by being able to utilize Taysom Hill under center. But what you're not going to see is Taysom Hill effectively be a backup quarterback. So if Jameis Winston, knock on wood, deals with any type of time missed, say it that way, Andy Dalton would be the backup. And if Andy Dalton were to deal with any time missed in that case while Jameis Winston is also missing time, then Ian Book would be your next quarterback as of right now on this roster. And then sort of Taysom Hill effectively gets to operate as your emergency quarterback in an emergency situation. So I think this is really good for the New Orleans Saints to have a very clear direction. This is very much in line with what head coach Dennis Allen has been telling us from the very beginning of the offseason, since they re-signed Jameis Winston and brought him back to New Orleans. So if he's going to be focusing at tight end, is there a chance that Taysom Hill becomes your most productive tight end? Is Taysom Hill all of a sudden tight end one? Now, I think that the lack of efficiency and run blocking that you're going to get with Taysom Hill kind of keeps him from being your de facto tight end one. But in terms of your pass catching tight end one, he might be your number one option all of a sudden in this tight end room. And especially with him being able to now focus and actually be in the tight end room, which is something he hasn't done. He's been mostly with the quarterbacks, things like that, and kind of just playing these other positions on a whim and on instinct, effectively. Now, all of a sudden, he's being built into the game plan as a tight end, and that's going to make a massive difference for him, his ability to produce, and what that means for this New Orleans Saints offense. Again, a very weak passing offense last year with, of course, injuries at the quarterback spot, but also injuries at the wide receiver spot, injuries at the tight end spot. So being able to have a guy like Taysom that you can rely on and that will be able to be out there for you and serve as a pass catcher while also sort of filling in some of those other roles, the change of pace quarterback, being able to help out on special teams, all of that, that ends up making a big difference for your team in a lot of different areas. So does Taysom Hill become your tight end one? No, not necessarily in terms of snap counts, but he might become your major, major chess piece when it comes to your pass catching tight ends at that position. Now, he will take those snaps at quarterback, but don't believe it if you hear anybody talking about Taysom Hill being in the quarterback competition or there being a quarterback competition. That's not the case. There have been some national folks that have talked about Taysom Hill's contract. You don't give Taysom Hill that contract if you really believe that Jameis Winston is your guy. Taysom Hill has a tight end contract, about $10 million per year. It's a high-end tight end contract. That's the contract that he's on. That's why the New Orleans Saints plan to utilize him. Great to also get him involved in special teams, as we mentioned, but I want to also highlight Dennis Allen kind of quipping a bit about Taysom Hill, said that they tried to recruit him to play Sam linebacker a few years ago. Now, whether or not that's actually true, still, it's funny. And it does show you a little bit of the trust that this New Orleans Saints organization still has in Taysom Hill. Even though they've removed him from the quarterback spot, they still believe very much that he can be somebody that contributes to this offense. Remember, the New Orleans Saints did not produce a tight end last year that put up more than 300 receiving yards. You heard that correctly. New Orleans Saints did not have a tight end that put up more than 300 receiving yards. They also did not have a wide receiver that put up more than 800 receiving yards. So when we talk about guys like Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave and what they can bring to the position, copy and paste those expectations over what Taysom Hill might be able to bring to the position along with a guy like Juwan Johnson and maybe Lucas Kroll, not Nick. I'm going to keep doing that. But Lucas Kroll over at the tight end spot. So this is all very good news for the New Orleans Saints. And again, I just want to highlight how remarkable it is that Taysom is expected to be full go day one of camp later on today, despite the fact that he had that Lisfranc injury. He also had the finger injury. He also had the that really nasty concussion in 2021. So the fact that he's back out on the field this quickly is a really, really good sign for Taysom, and therefore a very, very good sign for the New Orleans Saints offense, particularly what he's going to be able to bring to the passing game. Taysom Hill will help you win games. And that's what the New Orleans Saints want to do. They want to win games. They want to be competitive in 2022. Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen making that very apparent during their individual pressers. What are the expectations going into training camp, going into the 2022 season, and maybe some more of these roster shakeups that we saw early on this week? We'll recap all those, but should we expect more on the way? We'll break all of that down as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. I've been talking about all of those end of year awards that could potentially end up in the black and gold, or at least donned, or at least held by somebody that dons the fleur-de-lis. With that, you've got guys like Jameis Winston for comeback player of the year, Michael Thomas comeback player of the year, offensive rookie of the year, Chris Olave is right up there as well. You can bet on all of this as well. So you can check out all of these over at Bet Online, your number one source for all of your sports wagering needs, all the sports wagering information, and all sports wagering podcasts as well. So a whole bunch you can find over there. You can also get the odds of three of the four first games of the season for the New Orleans Saints. The Saints favored in two of their opening three games. The only one that they're not favored in right now is that Tampa Bay game. So week two. So, you know, you can check all that out. And of course, Tampa Bay now adding Julio Jones to the lineup. How does that impact the line? All of that. There's so much for you to get in on over at BetOnline. You check it out today on your mobile device or your laptop. Just hit up Bet Online, where the game starts. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints, going through our training camp primer pressers with Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen. Mickey Loomis talked about one of the things that came up for both of these guys actually was how much they expect to compete in 2022. Mickey Loomis saying that the team is constructed to compete and expects to win this season. And I think that when you look at where the New Orleans Saints are and you consider what has happened over the course of the last two seasons, we've watched teams go into complete shambles across the NFL when they lose their figureheads. Guys like a Hall of Fame quarterback, like New Orleans Saints lost Drew Brees last year when he retired. Figureheads like a future Hall of Fame head coach like Sean Payton, who stepped away from coaching this season. But the New Orleans Saints just went at it with a different fervor and a different approach than what you might see from a lot of different teams. A lot of other teams will go immediately into a rebuild focus or a rebuild era after those types of players, those types of coaches end up leaving New Orleans Saints. However, they haven't spent any time worrying about rebuilding. They've already rebuilt. And so the New Orleans Saints just doing this in a way that most organizations wouldn't. Most organizations would kind of lay down and sort of let 2022 pass by and start to, you know, plan for 2023 and beyond. New Orleans Saints didn't necessarily do that. I mean, to the point where they're still restructuring contracts for veteran players. They're still making, you know, moving around salary cap numbers. And of course, re-signing key veterans that can allow them to continue to be competitive even beyond 2022, especially once the division opens up a little bit more and Tom Brady is no longer with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So when you look at where Mickey Loomis is coming from here about this being a team that expects to compete and expects to win, I think that the roster moves and the team building over the course, or roster building, if you will, over the course of this offseason co-signs exactly what it is that Mickey Loomis told us on Tuesday. Dennis Allen sort of echoing the same thing, saying that if the New Orleans Saints were going to apply three things to their identity, it's going to be toughness, smarts, and a competitive nature. That being tough, smart, and competitive was effectively the identity of the New Orleans Saints team. This New Orleans Saints team that has really grown a very strong defense since 2017. Dennis Allen specifically highlighting that date himself as well, really when the defense started to turn around, and then you add DeMario Davis to that in 2018, and then now you've put together, you know, top 15 scoring defenses, top five scoring defenses over the course of the past two seasons. And yeah, this is a team that, you know, wants to make its identity toughness. This is a team that wants to make its identity playing smart football. And you have to have that in this New Orleans Saints team, particularly on this New Orleans Saints defense in particular, right? I mean, you look at how tough that defense has always been, but you also look at how smart the defense has had to be. They disguise so much, the multiple roles that all these guys play, the multiplicity, which was another word that came up during Dennis Allen's presser a bunch. That's absolutely where the New Orleans Saints have built their identity. And so they want to combine all of that and then add sort of this competitive nature. And you're seeing the competitive nature already being represented by Dennis Allen from the roster building perspective, bringing in guys like Alante Taylor, bringing in guys that end up competing at a bunch of different positions and try to help to raise the floor of every single position group. Guys like Eric Wilson, who will, you know, be a veteran that's going to come in and maybe push some of the younger linebackers around him to develop a bit. You've seen the attention that the New Orleans Saints have given the defensive line in order to allow them to do that as well. Pretty big. And Dennis Allen knows how important this team is to its community. He spoke about how much he understands, appreciates, and welcomes the New Orleans Saints' relationship with the community and what it means to be the head coach of that organization. He was asked point blank, what is it that's different about your time in Oakland as a head coach and where you are now as the New Orleans Saints head coach? Are you more comfortable? And he confirmed he does feel a lot more comfortable. And Mickey Loomis kind of highlighting too, that Dennis Allen has been a part of this team for 12 of the last 16 years. And so when Dennis Allen went on to say that he's been a part of the roster building since pretty much 2015 when he took over as defensive coordinator, but specifically 2017 forward, that ends up echoing exactly that. So what you're seeing here is the synergy between the New Orleans Saints' different figureheads, New Orleans Saints brass, which I think is a really, really important element or a really, really important piece of the insight into how this New Orleans Saints organization continues to click and continues to roll. A couple of little things to keep an eye out on. New Orleans Saints did make some roster moves as well going into Tuesday afternoon. They signed veteran running back Malcolm Brown going into his ninth season. Look, Malcolm Brown had a pretty nice season at one point with the Los Angeles Rams, never really reached 500 rushing yards, never really broke 200 receiving yards, anything like that, at least not often. So, you know, he'll be in that rotation. He'll be a part of it. But as are most signings at this point in the offseason, I know the New Orleans Saints have been looking for a veteran running back. I know there's a lot of questions at running back because of Alvin Kamara's legal situation, but you have to imagine that there could be an easy instance here to where a guy like Abram Smith shows up and in camp and actually outperforms a guy like Malcolm Brown, even though Malcolm Brown's a veteran. Just because he shouldn't doesn't mean he won't. New Orleans Saints also signed Nick Martin, center, who has over 60-plus starts in his NFL career. That's an important designation because New Orleans Saints really only have one pure center on the roster, and Eric McCoy. Other than him, it would be Cesar Ruiz. So really good to see them find a natural center that could step in and be a part of the depth there. Definitely somebody that, even though he's not a household name, even though he's a July 26 signing, based on his position alone, he could potentially end up on the New Orleans Saints 53-man roster. And the New Orleans Saints also signed defensive end Scott Patchen, who played with the Colorado State Rams and had really just a heck of a collegiate career. The numbers that he put up were insane. 154 tackles, 79 of which were solo, 35 and a half were tackles for a loss, 19.5 sacks, 2 passes defended, 4 forced fumbles, and 3 fumble recoveries, but has not put up a single stat in the NFL. Spent a little bit of time with the Indianapolis Colts. You know, he's pretty recent to the NFL, still a young guy, so not super surprising to see that he hasn't really put up a ton in the NFL. But somebody that, again, gets to come in and create more competition along with guys like Taco Charlton and others down sort of at the bottom of that edge rusher depth chart. Remember, the Saints also worked out USFL Defensive Player of the Year, Chris Odom. But ended up signing Scott Patchen instead as a part of that same workout group. In order to make sort of space on the roster, the corresponding moves there were waiving punter Daniel Whalen. They also waived offensive lineman Derek Schweiger and cornerback Jordan Miller. So Blake Gillikin all by himself again at punter. The Saints in a really, really good spot with their special teamers. Also worth noting that Tono Passanio, defensive end, or let's say defensive lineman, since he's pretty versatile, plays inside and out, as well as tight end Nick Vanette, are expected to be out with illness at the beginning of camp. So this is all considered non-football illness, non-football injury going into camp. So don't expect to see them early, but do expect to see them eventually, just like guys like Marcus Davenport and Michael Thomas. So a lot of good news and a lot of hype and excitement around the New Orleans Saints heading into training camp, exactly as it should be. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to get two episodes, or not even tomorrow, really, coming up later today, if we're being honest. It's going to be a very busy week here at Locked On Saints. So live show once I get back from training camp and to kind of go over all of the observations from New Orleans Saints camp. And then later on in the evening, I'll drop a pre-recorded episode that will go into three of the biggest takeaways you need to know about that specific day of camp. So a couple more episodes coming at you today, a couple more episodes and a lot of more episodes coming at you all throughout the week. We're about to do it big here on Locked On Saints because it's time we're in the building. And so I want to make sure that all pays off for you so you know everything going on with your New Orleans Saints. Before we wrap up here, I want to give a quick shout out to Henry. Saw you over at MSY. Appreciate you, homie. Thank you so much for saying hello. So make sure you tune in tomorrow or later on today for all the rest of the episodes that are going to be coming out today and everything else going on here throughout the week at Locked On Saints. I appreciate you as always making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Now for your second listen, go and check out what's happening all around the NFL with the Locked On NFL podcast. Tony and James getting you ready for training camp and everything you need to know around the league in less than 30 minutes. I appreciate you as always, y'all, for making me a part of your routine. If you see me, say hi. And don't forget, I will see you later on today and tomorrow and all throughout the rest of the week. But for everything you need in between these episodes on your New Orleans Saints, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.